As we get our bowls of candy ready and the kids decide on their costumes for Friday night's trick-or-treating, there are those in Michigan preparing for another holiday, Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos. This holiday has spread from Mexico throughout the world. It coincides with All Hallows' Eve, Halloween to most of us, All Saints' Day on November 1st, and All Souls' Day, November 2nd. Día de los Muertos is the time to honor and pray for friends and loved ones who've passed away. Jose Lara is an assistant professor of Spanish at Grand Valley State University. So good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This is a Mexican tradition that goes back very far, doesn't it?
Yes, it goes back to the pre-Columbian era. What Day of the Dead initially was a ritual, part of the Mexica tradition, where they honored those who have passed away.
And give us the sense of what this holiday is meant to do.
Well, one of the things that this holiday is tied to is commemorating those who have passed away. As you mentioned, it's a time to remember not only the fact that that they have passed away, but also to celebrate life. As you know, death and life are really tied together. So in a sense, it's part of the cycle of life that we're really going back to. What we have is a mixture. You mentioned All Saints Days, All Souls Days. And so what happens is a syncretic tradition was developed where we have pre-Columbian or indigenous, as you might want to call it, tradition combining with European tradition.
How is it celebrated, particularly in the U.S.?
Well, in the U.S., we have a couple of things. The Day of the Dead usually is a time where you go to the cemeteries, the burial where those have passed away. Now, given the fact that there's a large Latino population and some of those who have passed away are not in the U.S. or Mexico, so that's not possible. What we have is the construction of altars, whether it's in open spaces or even in the home. And so that altar, in a sense, takes that place of the cemetery. Because usually what we have is communities come together and they take flowers, the favorite dishes of those who passed away, also photographs. In this case, especially in the U.S., where everyone is pretty much can bring in a photograph of their loved ones and place on the altar. So in a sense, you're recreating that tradition.
And even those with, I think, the most casual awareness of the Day of the Dead are aware that skulls play a part. Explain that to us.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the most basic thing is obviously death is associated with skulls. And so in Mexico, we have a representation of La Catrina, which is the Lady of Death. So that's where also you get the skull, but this is a female skull. So you see that in addition to sometimes some of the sugar skull, it's actually it's a colorful skull made of sugar, and it can actually be consumed. So that's also given to children. So you have that reverence to death, but also that humor in a sense, where you're also celebrating life. I think one of the things that sometimes we think is we're only celebrating those who passed away, but we're also celebrating those who are still present. And so that is that relationship, that continuous relationship between life and death.
And Jose, there is a workshop at GVSU happening this Thursday. What's going on and who's taking part of in it?
Oh, absolutely. This is a really become part of the tradition at GVSU. The Latin American Studies program is part of area studies under the Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies. So the last few years, we have developed a workshop where we bring in a local artist, Orlando Mancera, who's Mexican and whose passion really is Mexican and Latino identity. And what we've decided to do is actually have Orlando Mancera come in and explain the symbols, the different symbols, the tradition itself, the history from pre-Columbian to the present, and more importantly, allow for students and community members to partake in the construction of the altar. So there, and this is open to everyone. Obviously, you think of Day of the Dead celebration with Latinos, but this is also part of really an integrative learning experience where everyone is invited. So it sort of brings everyone together to celebrate this cultural event, too.
And really, isn't it true that if you look at cultures around the world, Jose, there are versions of this kind of celebration in many cultures because we do want to honor those who have gone before us?
Absolutely. I mean, and we're talking about not just European, Western cultures. You're thinking of Asian cultures. I think this is something universal, you know, the honoring the dead and really celebrating life as well.
Jose Lara is an assistant professor of Spanish at Grand Valley State University, and he's a member of the Latin American Studies program. They will be holding their workshop at Grand Valley State University this Thursday, and there are events happening throughout Southeast Michigan for Day of the Dead. For instance, the Detroit Institute of Arts will have an exhibit of altars made by local artists. It's open to the public, and it runs until November 2nd. Jose, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.